Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We knew that Travis Hunter was going to win this thing for weeks. It's been pretty evident, not just because he has the most snaps in college football by playing on both sides of the ball and all that, but he is sensational and clearly, I think, has been the best player, in my opinion, in college football. And that's not to say Ashton Jeanty hasn't been great. Any other year, Ashton Jeanty wins the Heisman. Any other year, nobody's debating Travis Hunter winning it. It was a special, special year. The numbers that Jeanty put up, the numbers that Travis Hunter put up. Travis Hunter wins it. It was the narrowest voting margin since 2009. So it was still a wide margin, in my opinion, but it was the narrowest that we've had. My issue is not with who won. I think Travis Hunter should have. My problem is with the entire voting process for the Heisman. This is something that I've been saying for years, and it was even more evident over the weekend. 900 people vote on this thing. Way too many, number one. 900 people need to vote on this thing. Some of them include former winners. That's obviously not a problem. 900 people. Did you know that 25 of the 900 didn't even bother to turn in a vote?
Okay, so they lose their vote,
votes,
right?
Are gone. Let's just knock it down. Let's just go ahead and knock this thing down to 875. You're gone. Yeah. 46 people did not even put Ashton Jeanty on the ballot.
Wait, Ashton Jeanty?
62 people did not even put Travis Hunter on their ballot.
Didn't put the
go ahead. We've already knocked out about 125 voters or so. Let's go ahead and just get them out of here.
So just to be clear, those people did vote, but they chose not to, in any part of their vote, down to whatever decimal point, include Travis Hunter.
Cody, there are votes
the
for
the winner of the Heisman Trophy. Well, then you just lose your vote.
Stupid.
If you aren't going to take the job seriously, then you don't get to vote. Look, they already got too many votes. It's fine. But like, if you're not going to vote for what is the, I'm not fine. You've just decided Travis Hunter shouldn't have won it. And you think Army's quarterback should have for whatever.
Shout out to Bryson Daly.
For whatever ayahuasca journey
you
took.
Army just got destroyed by Navy in the Army Navy game.
Right.
I can't, if you do not include either of them, and you don't get to vote. If you don't vote, you don't get to vote anymore. But like, to disclude them just feels like personal vendetta. The fact that more didn't have Travis Hunter than didn't have Jeanty probably just means you don't like Dion.
Correct. Right? That's exactly what this was, Cody. That's exactly what happened.
It's a vendetta.
With voters.
That's stupid.
But honestly, we don't need 900 people voting. I mean, truly, like, why are there 900 people? And we always joke, our former producer Nick has a vote,
he
or whatever.
Give it up, you know?
And it's not, this is not about it, because we joked with him when he was here in person. But like, there's people that vote on this that don't cover, like, actually, like, aren't on the, like, don't cover the sport. What are we doing? Why are they having a vote? It really, honestly, it makes no sense. And then some of them aren't even voting. Unless you were in the hospital and you're on your deathbed, why the hell are you not? Give up your vote. What are you doing? And they let people vote before the conference title games are played. What
that
are
makes
we doing?
Even less sense.
So the whole process sucks and still got the right winner, in my opinion, even though people in Boise are all been out of shape about it.
They got all the wrong people. Like, the Jay Binkleys of the world should vote for this.
I agree.
Award.
Bink does not have a vote.
He doesn't either. Binkley would take it serious. He would put the right players that deserved a chance to do it. Also, it's just, again,
I know he watches the games too. Some of these people don't
watch.
Some of these people, Boise State, West Coast, obviously Mountain Time Zone, but West Coast essentially is the way they break out the voting region. And Jeanty won the Western region, in fairness, even over Dylan Gabriel, which he should have. But there's so many people that vote from New York or wherever, East Coast, that are not staying up till 11 o'clock to watch Boise State, Wyoming, or I'm just using Dylan Gabriel, same thing. Oregon play on the West Coast, even though they're in the Big Ten.
They need to put, so they have four finalists, technically. They need to make it five, and then you can't vote for anybody outside of a finalist. For instance,
why
you can't vote
for
Army's
for
quarterback
people, I guess.
Or Curtis Rourke,
they don't
Indiana's
take it seriously.
Quarterback.
Did he have a good season, Curtis Rourke, at least?
Yes. He was also out for a game or two. Bryson Daly had a really good season for Army, and they had a great year, but he's not a Heisman Trophy candidate, like a serious.
So you're saying the Heisman Trust, which that could also cause problems.
They choose to invite based on
I believe the top five voting.
I think that's how
they know if it's like that person. So
they can just decide.
But the five absolutely should.
And then you vote.
And then let's cut this. I don't know how we want to break out the regions. I don't know. Can we knock this down to like 100 people vote on this thing? Can we knock it down like? You know, and figure out, I don't know how the math has to work for each. I get why they do the regional voting. That's fine. I have no problem. But let's really narrow this thing down. Let's make sure, can we confirm each year the people we're having vote on the award are actually covering the sport? Can we do that?
I mean, like,
you would think so.
It'd be the same as giving me a Heisman vote. I couldn't even name where starting quarterbacks played college a year ago. Name a college football player, Drew. You think everyone should know, and I'll tell you if I know what college they play for.
Jackson Dart.
No.
Come on, Cody.
Jackson Dart? I'm supposed to know who that is?
Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Dylan Gabriel?
Well, that's Oregon.
Okay.
Because you just said it.
Hold on. Garrett Nussmeier.
Sounds like a SEC.
Think about your guy. We like playing cuts from him.
His nickname is the Gumbo Gunslinger.
LSU, ooh, I guess, if that's it. But had you made me get it quickly, I probably wouldn't have. But there are people like me voting for this award.
There's a guy who's going to be a favorite next year to win, or one of the favorites. DJ Lagway. Where does he play, Cody?
No idea. No clue.
Florida.
I've never even heard of that person's name. At least I've heard of Nussmeier. But it's like, what's funny is, you joke about the people who don't cover the sport. I would have done a better job voting than all the people who left Ashton Jenty or Travis Hunter off their
You would have at least put them on your
I'd have just put those two and voted nobody else. Travis Hunter won, Ashton Jenty two. End of voting.
Yeah, the whole system sucks for the Heisman now, man.
Look, I feel bad for Ashton Jenty because 95, 98, 99, I don't know, whatever percent of Heisman Trophy years there have been, Ashton Jenty wins it. He was an incredible player who had an all-time one-of-a-kind college football season. It is unfortunate for him. He was up against a guy who played like 10,000 snaps on offense and defense.
And let me be clear with that.
And played really well on both.
That's been used against him on the Jenty. So what I mean by that is like people are like, well, it's just because he had a bunch of snaps, he shouldn't win. Let's not act like he was just standing there on these snaps. He was making impactful plays on the snaps he was playing.
On both sides. This is the Shohei Ohtani effect. It's going to be hard to win an MVP against Shohei Ohtani because if he's a top five hitter in the league and a league average starter, that is more valuable than just you doing one thing. It's not Jenty's fault that he only plays one side of the ball. Travis Hunter is a unicorn.
Do you think the argument would have been flipped? Let's say Jenty did exactly what he did, but he was on Colorado and Travis Hunter was on Boise State. Other than that, the stats are the same, guys. Do you think aren't the arguments just reversed? Aren't there everybody saying Ashton Jenty should have won and he would have won?
Yes, I think there
because Colorado's I in the Colorado gets the college football playoff if they have Ashton Jenty. In my opinion,
for me,
100%, I think there's merit to that.
For me, no, but like I could understand how you could just be like, this is a and that probably comes from working in that area too. This is a small school thing. They were never going to give Boise State a chance.
I think so.
I just think Travis Hunter was the more impressive player this year.
To me, like, I think Jenty had to break Barry's record because Melvin Gordon ran for more yards, same touchdowns in the Big Ten, didn't win the Heisman to Marcus Mariota.
Okay, Mr. Wisconsin.
He didn't break Barry Sanders' record. I think to win it as a running back, you got to break his record. And I know that Derrick Henry ran for less yards and everything and still won it, but there is examples of
truth
guys
is
that
so last
win
year.
It.
Let me ask you this. So last year when it was Jaden Daniels won, right? And by the way, Jaden Daniels had less of the vote percentage than Ashton Jenty got this year and lost.
I think Jenty would have won last year.
Yeah, that's where you're going.
So.
Anyway, the whole process, though, can we just fix this? I think a great comp from somebody is it's what we said about Bobby Witt. Any other year, Bobby Witt Jr. probably wins MVP. You ran into a guy in Aaron Judge this year that put up ridiculous offensive numbers, and that's what pops for people.